Now let's listen to Alex, who called in to share that he has a female coworker who expresses interest in him. And because he has no interest in another woman outside his marriage, he expressed interest in how to address the situation. Following that, we're going to hear from Ron and Mickey as they share their story about how New Life has made a difference in their lives. Your generosity helps to make generational impacts. Thank you.
We're going to go to Alex in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, discovering us through Recovery Group. Alex, we are so grateful that you're with us today. Talk to us. What's going on?
So I'm a part of an Everyman's Battle group. So just to give that a little bit of background, so my wife and I are 4 years out from an incident of infidelity. So God is keeping us together. So that's a praise.
That's awesome.
And so just recently, one of my coworkers, a female coworker, came up and said, "Hey, this other girl is, you know, kind of talking about you a lot, and it seemed like she may have a crush on you." That's obviously not something that I want in my life. So this coworker was coming at, you know, was coming to me from a way of kind of being helpful. You know, I kind of took a step back and said, okay. So I went home, talked to my wife, told her what happened. And so, you know, the course of action that I took was trying to figure out how do I get this handled, you know, from an employment, you know, standpoint without really getting anybody into trouble, because, you know, that other employee didn't really talk to me about it directly, didn't make any, you know, passes at me. And I also don't want to divulge too much non-essential information to my employers.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, that's a great question. And mm-hmm. a little bit tougher scenario, especially since you're working through mm-hmm. areas of infidelity. You're working through into greater wholeness, going through every man's battle. I mean, this is,
well, I love
you're
that
on the
you
right
took
track.
It yeah. to your wife immediately.
Yeah.
Because
yes.
that's really Fantastic. Important. Instead of letting yeah. the idea kind of fester inside of you.
Yeah.
Right. Or trying to squelch it. You just brought it out into the open with her so that you guys could be a team, and you're reaffirming your connection
yes.
to your wife and her as mm-hmm. the priority.
And that absolutely. Shows us yeah. the trust that's mm-hmm. being built in the
love
marriage.
That.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
absolutely love that. Mm-hmm. So Gigi, where does Alex go from here?
Yeah. So I've got a few bits of advice coming from an inexperienced counselor, having never had a coworker interested in me before. But I'm going to share with you what I think I would do if I was ever in this situation. So, Alex, number one, which you already did, I'm so glad that you already talked to your wife about it. Number two, I think that you could go back to the coworker that came to you originally. Mm-hmm. If you haven't already done so, you could say to that coworker, "Hey, it would probably be helpful if you could let that person know, since she's already indicated to you that she is attracted to me or she has interest in me, if you could communicate to her that I'm happily married and I have no interest in pursuing a relationship with anybody at work." If your coworker could do that, that would save, obviously, the woman the embarrassment of having to have that conversation with you. It would certainly save having to go to HR or to your employer or anybody like that, involving mm-hmm. other people where it's not necessary. I would say you could do that. And then number three, label your love early. Talk about your wife regularly on
good.
The job. Talk about
have a
your,
picture on your desk. Right?
Have a picture on your desk. Talk in a healthy way about your relationship. How much you enjoy spending time with her. How much you enjoy the activities that you guys do together. The more you do that, the more you are communicating to the outside world, "I am not available. Mm-hmm. I am not looking. I am not interested. I am quite content with what I already have." So I would
yeah.
do. You've already done the first one. I would do those other two.
I've done number two and number three. I've probably got three or four pictures of me and my wife, my family. The other coworker, the one that had expressed interest, is already aware that, you know, that I've talked about my family, I've talked about my wife, all in positive ways, talking okay. about my strong, you know, Christian background. And she is apparently also, you know, has a strong Christian faith. And then I think was kind of recently divorced. So that, okay. you know, and I'm not one of those people, like I said, work in recovery. This isn't like, press into somebody who's, no, this was like, oh yes. Hey, sorry to hear that. And then just
right.
glance right
mm-hmm.
past it.
Yeah.
Exactly. So now, Alex, let me ask this. Can I ask a clarifying question?
Sure.
Has this coworker that's expressed attraction, is it just that she's expressed attraction, or has she expressed that she wants to follow up on in some way in terms of a relationship with you?
I don't believe that that's the case. But according to my new, I'll call neutral coworker, according to them, it's just kind of this repeated, like, man, you know, and just constantly commenting just on, you know, me and my, whatever attractiveness that she has. So it was just
part of the attraction,
like a one passing comment.
Yeah. But part of the attraction may be the fact that you are loyal to your wife, mm-hmm. that you love your family, that you're committed to your Christian faith, right? Those are all attractive qualities that she sees and admires in you. That doesn't necessarily, just because I have an attraction to someone doesn't mean I have to act on that attraction. Correct?
Yeah. Correct. Yeah. But it just sounded like it was kind of excessive, the amount that it was being discussed when I wasn't around.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And we don't know how much the neutral person was interpreting the comments either. It mm-hmm. could be that in sure. this coworker's going through a divorce or being divorced was maybe lamenting about what she misses, what she desires to have, and that looks very attractive in you. But again, we don't know her intentions. I think I would maintain really good boundaries, as you're doing. Mm-hmm. Just don't ever be alone with her. Be cordial and nice, but keep it short and very professional.
Yeah. Well, I find this common, very, very common in recovery from, you know, some of our sexual broken mm-hmm. behaviors as well as infidelity, is that attraction becomes threatening to both the husband and the wife. Mm-hmm. That attraction becomes this monster in the world that's going to take your life down. Mm-hmm. But to your point, JJ, attraction is just a thing on planet Earth we all have.
Yeah.
And recovery is about not needing to do anything with it.
Right. And that's where just even Alex checking inside of himself.
Yeah.
What does that information do for him internally?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Does that excite him in some way?
Yeah.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Because
as a man, that could be very, or a woman, that could be very, as a person.
It could stir.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Right. We all want to be found attractive.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. a human reality. We want to be found attractive. When I'm now using that to build my identity on, when mm-hmm. I'm using that to curry certain favor with people, right? That's where it becomes problematic. But the desire to want to be attractive, that's normal. That's mm-hmm. human. Right. To talk about that, for you, Alex, to be able to talk about that with your wife, to check in with her. Hey, how are you doing? Just having this information. I'm checking in regularly. No, I've never been alone with this woman. I'm not going to be alone with this woman. But the fact that we still work together, how are you doing with that? Is that triggering for you? What do we need to do to resolve those triggers?
Yeah. Well, and I just think, like, it's just such a good reminder of the ongoing work of recovery, mm-hmm. you know, that, hey, what does this stir up for us? What does this stir up for me? And what's this next step of work that I need to do? And again, one of the things I love in Every Man's Battle and our Intimacy and Marriage Workshop is mm-hmm. that when there is a deeper emotional intimacy, physical attraction becomes less of a thing. Mm-hmm. Its energy is removed. And so both a husband and wife can be like, you find that, that person's attractive, that person, mm-hmm. but it's not a threat.
No.
It doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's that ongoing thing. Now, to your point, JJ, if boundaries are crossed, we got to, one, recognize what the boundaries are, what crossed, and then what we do about it.